When I was in the seminary, I usually like to use the time just before dinner as my prayer time. And so around 5:30 or so, I would leave my room with the plan of going down to the chapel and praying until dinner. Well, the problem was that my room was on the end of the hall, and to get to the elevator to go downstairs, I had to sort of run the gauntlet, because I had a lot of friends that lived in those rooms along the way. And so I would see somebody, they would say hi, I'd stop in the room, sit down, talk for a little while, get up, go down the hall a little further, somebody would say hi, I'd go in, sit down, they'd offer me a drink, we'd talk, somebody else would come in. And before long, not only did I miss my entire prayer time, but I was also late for dinner. I'm not sure which was worse. And I think that's exactly the experience that a lot of us have in our vocation, because it's not just greeting friends along the way. How many times have we gotten onto Facebook to do something good, like to write on somebody's wall whose birthday it is that day? But before long, we look at their wall and there's an interesting picture or video, and we click on that, and then we look at another video that somebody else has posted, and then there's an article about the election, and so on. For me, on Facebook, it's always the Japanese snow monkeys who are relaxing in hot springs. Those are incredible videos if you haven't seen them. After prayer, you know, it's a good thing to check out. But we have these distractions. And that's the experience of the gospel. That's part of what we're reading about today. In today's gospel, Christ is sending out the 72. So he's already sent out the 12, the apostles, to go and preach his name. That's when they come back and he asks, who do they say that I am? Well, now it's the larger group. And he's appointed 72 who are probably also disciples of his from the beginning. So they know the message. And he's sending them out now into the villages. And a lot of it is very familiar to us. He's sending them into the unknown. He's not giving them guarantees of success. He doesn't ask for success. He asks for that faithfulness to go on the mission anyway. He has them radically depend on God. He doesn't send them with money and with means of survival. He just sends them out and says, rely on the charity of others. People will provide for you. The laborer deserves his wage. And he gave them God's grace, which they cooperated with, which is what gave them that power to really drive evil out of these towns and villages. But he also says something that's kind of jarring at first. He says, don't greet people along the way. Now, I don't think our Lord was saying that if you're walking to a town and you encounter someone who says good morning, to just keep your head down and grunt or something. That's not going to get a lot of converts. But what he's talking about are the distractions that we encounter during our mission. All of us have a mission in life. We all have a vocation, and that can change over time. When we're young, our vocation is to be a student and to live peacefully within a family. When we grow older, we may be called to married life or to religious life or to priesthood. But regardless of what that overarching vocation is, each of us throughout the day have things that we're being called to, whether it is time to pray, time to fix dinner, time to go to work, time to spend time with our children or with our friends, all good things and all things that we're being called to at independent times. We might even be called to reach out to someone on Facebook and wish them a happy birthday, or to spend 10 minutes unwinding and watching what our friends are up to. The key is not so much that there are good things and bad things. There's a lot of good things out there to do. But we have to be intentional about what we're doing. So if we're being called to pray in that moment, we have to be intentional and go pray. If we're being called to write on somebody's wall, happy birthday, do that and then leave it. If we're being called to spend time with our family, to put our whole heart and soul into that. Whatever it is that we're doing, we do it intentionally, we do it meaningfully, and we don't just sort of drift through life being distracted by everything that comes our way. It's an ongoing process, something that we're never perfect at. But the more we practice it, it's like working out a muscle. It becomes easier and easier. Intentionality becomes a habit. These disciples were being called to be intentional about their discipleship. They were being sent for a particular mission, and so they weren't to stop and greet people along the way in a way that would interfere with the mission. So if we can do that, if we can really focus on whatever it is that we're being called to in the moment and avoid the distractions, and I know in our minds we're all thinking about what our biggest distractions are. I know I have mine. If we can avoid those more and more and get into the habit of intentionally following Christ and doing the things that we're being called to do in our vocation, then we'll be progressing. And we'll be progressing not just down that hallway to get to prayer, but we'll be progressing in the spiritual life as a whole. And that hallway leads us to the kingdom of heaven, where at the end of today's gospel, Jesus says we should rejoice because our names are written in that book, in that kingdom of the Heavenly Father.